Hi, Johnny Spa. Wake up.
To the Johnny Spot. I don't know what they're talking. Oh my God, she's a hippie.
Hey, hello, hello, hello. Hey, Johnny Spot.
Makes me know I've been missed a little bit. Hey, Johnny Spot. My children's got Easter plans at our church.
Oh, thank you.
Can you say hey, Johnny Spot? What the heck?
Johnny's back, better than ever. Johnny's back, iconic and clever. With Alexandra, it's the Johnny Spot.
Tap it to the right, tap it to the left, tap it to the left, shake it to the front, shake it to the back, dip your ass in the butter. Dip your ass in the butter. Yes. Are you there, Alex?
I'm here. I'm just working up a sweat.
To the Johnny Spot.
Oh.
I don't know what they're talking. Oh my God, she's a hippie.
Yay! Oh, thank you, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
As always, that was beautiful.
Always a pleasure. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Johnny. How are you?
You know, we like to start it with a little cardio.
Yeah.
Get
the blood pumping.
Yeah, dip your ass in the butter just kind of came to me. I think that's write that down somewhere.
It's a new move. I will. I'll write it down right here.
How are you? I haven't talked to you
so
forever
good.
In a day.
I know. Can we talk about that intro?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That intro was a little foray into how I'm on these TikTok. I'm doing these TikTok lives now late at night. I'm watching them, Alex. Remember how you told me not to watch those?
Yes, I did.
So I go on there real late at night, and these strange people are on there. Should we bring our guest on? We've got a guest.
Yeah, let's do it. He wants to talk about this. And I have, okay. All right, I'll just wait.
Everybody
just wait.
Curb it. Hold it.
I'll wait.
Okay. Oh, okay. I hope this works. Everything's going so well so far, you know. It's always never a good sign when things go well. Here we go. Do you hear that?
I do.
Good.
I do.
I'm here.
Here he is, everyone. Welcome
to
the stage.
Everyone.
Corey!
Where's my music?
Yes.
He's got a bratwurst.
Greased up he is. Yeah. He's been doing the dip your ass in the butter, I think, because he's a little greasy, Alex. Do you see that?
I think he's holding a jar of
mustard. Did we lose Alex?
No, I'm right here.
Where did Alex go?
Hello, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
She's right there.
Corey hears me.
What?
Thank you, Corey.
Oh, it sounds nice, Alex.
Corey, what? Have you brought a jar of mustard?
It's a grainy mustard, and I thought you all should try it.
It looks delicious.
It's an old family recipe.
We like to
keep it in this glass shoe.
Oh, that's what that is.
I can't hear Alex at all.
Of course.
But in an unusual way, in a different way. Let me stop this.
It sounds like he does hear you.
It does sound like.
So we can just be.
We'll just keep going.
We could pull it off
we'll
like
just
this.
Keep going.
We could
sure.
Do it. And then he could just pretend he knew when I wasn't speaking.
Scarlet.
This is going to be a great show.
So Alex is just in there sitting there.
Do you hear her, Johnny?
Oh, I really enjoyed that.
There
John
we are.
Hears either of
I got
us.
It. Oh. I got it.
He did it. He
you guys,
was it the Dale?
It was the river. It was the river. I should hit that little. I did hit that again. Okay.
Okay.
And hi, guys.
Hi, John.
Hello, host. Hostess.
Corey.
How are you?
Where do you guys want to start? What were we talking about?
So John's been watching lives. This is the TikTok lives that we originally said we would never click on because who knows what it will do to your algorithm. It's just a risky move. But John, there is a woman that keeps coming up in my lives.
Yeah.
And the other day, every time I see her, I'm like, I got to get this for John. Okay. But just sending you a screenshot is not enough. You
I'm sure need I'm familiar with her
to
work.
To see, okay, she is, I don't.
Is she there insane?
There's like a pottery spinning wheel that's happening. And then an acrylic paint. And no. She's shouting out to people. And there's a whole crafty workshop behind her. And she's got a look. And I just don't know why she keeps coming up in my feed. And yet I stop and I watch. And I don't know why. I think it's the pottery wheel.
There's, yeah. The people on the lives look almost at times like they're there against their will. Have you noticed this?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is mostly what I find is that it's almost like some bigger corporation is forcing them to be there in some sort of a way. But I'm a little bit of a conspiracy theorist.
A corporation.
Remember you sent me those robots and I don't believe any of that. I don't believe really anything.
But then Corey went deep into that.
Mm-hmm, Corey.
He did.
I did. I don't live. I don't like lives. It's just too much of a commitment. But I get a curated feed every morning. A nice little freak show that John has sent anywhere from 3 to 37.
I got him, Alex.
Separate TikToks.
I got him.
TikToks.
Wow, you got it.
But the thing is, I need all of them. I want
Do
all
you?
37. Okay. I wake up and sit on the pot and just revel in my
it's
37.
Nice. Oh, I'm happy
I
for
really
you. The curated
like
TikTok is perfect for you because then you don't have to go do it yourself. It's just
oh,
sent right
yeah.
to you. There's no worrying about what they're listening to about you because you're getting John's feed.
But Alex
John knows my algorithm.
Yes. He's creating it.
It doesn't need to be a guess.
But me and Corey have gotten into a rhythm. Whenever I send people that don't respond for a while, I worry that I am definitely sending them too much.
Uh-huh.
But Corey,
never worry
but
about
not
that.
Corey.
Corey gives me
not
feedback
Corey.
In the mornings. It's the morning. But
and that's what's happening today. Sharon Stone reporting from Milan.
Oh, reporting from Milan. Yeah. Who's frying up sausage?
Oh, that's my husband.
Oh, he's always cooking something. What's he cooking tonight?
Tonight we're having our typical rice roast. We
Ooh.
Just
what's a rice roast?
We've made it up, the concept. I have no idea what a rice roast is, but I love saying it.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
I think there's some kind of a curry happening, but I'm going to call it a rice roast.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a rice roast is when you make anything, then cover it in a bed of rice and oil, and then throw it under a broiler. And I just think crispy rice is so good that I think we should just start making this new dish called a rice roast.
Do it.
Right?
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound nice?
So that's
we're just having a rice roast.
That's not a real thing. Because
I'm gonna look
no.
it up.
Has anybody out there said rice roast? Because 9 times out of 10, when I think I've come up with something brilliant, I Google it and it's already existed.
Let's find out. Rice.
Yeah, let's see if a rice roast.
Nothing new
happening.
Under the sun. I've just pulled up my TGS legal pad.
So far everything is just coming up. It's saying crock pot. The first three recipes that come up are just a crock pot roast and rice. That doesn't count. The other is a baked rice with slow roasted tomatoes, and that doesn't even have roast in there.
Corey.
Well, yes,
that
it does.
Doesn't sound
slow
good.
Roasted, but that does not sound good. And then this other one is called a Middle Eastern roasted vegetable rice. But again, no one's saying rice roast, which is what I asked for.
Somebody get on LegalZoom. Somebody get on LegalZoom and get a copyright.
Yep.
I think we might
Corey,
need to.
Corey, you're going
to
need to go ahead and buy the name riceroast.com.
Yeah.
Purchased.
Mm-hmm. I just purchased my alexandrahl.com the other day for the first
time.
Did
you?
I did.
I need to help you with your hub or whatever you need, you know.
I don't you do. You have been slack on that.
I want to,
Well,
know.
What's on there, Alex? Is that like
nothing.
OnlyFans? What are we
I just nothing's on it. I just was like, what if I want it?
It's her. It's a live of her. She's sitting
Alexandra
in her room.
HL is all of my stuff. It's like my email. And, and I'm like, well, and I can't just let someone else take it. Why anybody else would take it, I have no idea. But, you know, you go, you sign up for things, you try to get a name, and they're like, sorry, it's taken. So I just bought it. It was like $20 for 2 years. I was like, all right.
Yeah. Well, they get you on an introductory rate, and then it'll climb. But I'm real happy for you, Alex. So you're going to put your reels on there.
I have a terrible Wix website. I just sent it to someone, and it doesn't even work on a phone. It's absolutely awful, and I need somewhere to put my amateur porn.
You do need a place to store all of that porn.
All of it, and the early stuff too.
Right.
Recent stuff.
Well, when you had that first name and then you changed your name.
Yes.
And then
that's right.
and I think people get confused because you were a young little thing back then. And now you're doing a different genre. Now you're a MILF.
Right.
You graduated
that's right.
to MILF.
It's a more mature content, both aging wise and graphic wise. And I just feel like
you're getting more graphic with your content.
Yes.
With your pornography.
Always.
Good.
Always.
Good.
Always.
I'd like to see
you got to keep changing and scaling up. Right. Oh, she's got a macro lens.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's ever since things went digital, that just really changed things for me. And
cameras are so small now.
Yeah, they're right there in your phone.
Is anybody watching anything good? I know we always love to, you know, I try to steer away from remember we were going to have a movie club? I don't, but I'm trying to. Remember we were going to critique movies here on the Johnny Spot? I don't know.
Well, I think we had a plan in that we were all going to watch a movie that none of us had seen and not talk about it until we came to this place.
Yeah.
And no one had the bandwidth for that, apparently.
Did not do it.
Yeah, but just from a producing standpoint, I just am sick of hearing people's comments on shit.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Everybody's, this is horrible. Well, that actually brings me back to an issue
we have to address. Something you think is horrible.
Yeah. What? Well, I was a little inappropriate on the last show.
Oh, did you kill someone?
No, I haven't killed anyone yet. But Alex, remember I called you after the last show? You probably won't even remember. And I was apologized a little bit. Because remember, I told all women to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you said this was a time for women to sit down. About sex and the city.
And I'm sure that confused everyone. Yeah. But there's a lot at play here. There's a lot at play. Yeah. And part of it is...
Yeah.
I really liked it, just like that, and everybody on the fucking internet. And I had to play it. I had to play it careful with you. Let's walk this out because we all were kind of on board for episode 1 and 2. So, hold on, let me get a little back scoring here. I didn't even want to talk about.
Oh, this is not the back score I was expecting for and that.
So, till next time, I'm Carrie Bradshaw, and this is Sex in the City.
So we were all kind of, I don't think Alex was on board even episode 1.
I tried.
You didn't even like episode 1?
I liked it. Episode 1, I said I would keep. I watched every second of it.
That's the point. Yeah. That's the point. You watched every second of this.
I watched it all.
Fucking carnival.
I watched it all. I screamed. I screamed. Never cried. I yelled.
Well, but so I felt.
I was outraged. I went on a fucking ride.
But I
went off on YouTube.
That the last thing I had told Alex before we went on that show was that we all universally hated the show, right? So she's like, yeah, all that shit showing up.
He lured me in and then told me how much you two loved it.
But the thing
is... You gaslight.
No. I realized...
You bait and switch.
It had switched. He did. He total bait and switched me.
And then what I realized is what it had switched to, I was in support of.
He actually sold me on his concept of the show.
Yes. And she said
Go ahead. What did I say?
She said she'd be fine if she could get an apology from the gays.
No.
She could get over this.
If I could get an apology, not from the gays.
Oh, okay.
If I could get an apology from Sarah Jessica Parker and Cynthia Nixon Michael Patrick King.
Yeah, good luck.
Like an apology from them and an admitting that it is for the gays and that it is not a show for women. And then I will say,
they should.
God bless.
They should do that.
God bless.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I will absolutely get behind it if I get that apology, which I'm, if you're listening, Michael Patrick King, I'm waiting.
What I realize, and before we won't get too deep into this, is that how, like, I think everyone forgot how the early Sex and the Cities were very much what we were getting within Just Like That. Things were disconnected. There was not a real through line. Large periods of time would jump. It was kind of all over the place. People's characters would kind of change all of a sudden. Mm. And then as the show progressed, it got more cinematic and more like story driven. You know what I'm saying? And then the movies, and then what they did within Just Like That is they went back to, we're like, we're not going to try to make sense between episodes. Whatever happens in one episode,
doesn't
matter. But something to that was really lovely to my soul, because it reminded me of that old sort of TV we used to grow up in the 80s, where nothing did connect. You know what I mean? You could watch one episode here, one episode there, and there was no real like story arc. And all the rules sort of reset.
Do you
remember?
Think that's
like
what
somebody
they were
would
trying
be
to
raped,
do?
And in the next episode they would be like, there nobody would even mention it. Remember when they would get deep?
Yeah.
So I'm saying, I forgot how much I liked that sort of
what,
content.
What show was that? Episode? What show was that? Different
I
Strokes.
I think it was the little boy on Different Strokes by an old
the
man.
Golden Girls.
Yeah. Everybody. Rape, oh no,
Saved
the
by
Golden
the Bell.
Girls rape episode.
No, it actually, you know what it really was? Is it was All in the Family. Edith Bunker got assaulted.
No.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. And then the next episode, she's like, Archie? Nothing. No mention of it. And what's lovely about
she's just
that.
Like cooking a chicken.
Because I'm like episode 2 and 3 of And Just Like That. I was like, oh shit. She's going to be grieving for the next, you know, 10 episodes. Now we're going to go into this drinking thing. And just as soon as something was brought up, it was tossed away.
Oh, it
and
sure was.
And there she was, Carrie Bradshaw in full drag.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy. Yeah, I'm very happy for you.
So we're all basically on the same page.
Except for not with them, because okay. I don't think they think that's what they're doing.
Yes, okay.
And that's the part that I'm like.
And did you watch the documentary?
Not on my watch.
Did you guys both watch the documentary now?
What documentary?
I did not.
There's a documentary about the making of Anne Just Like That, and it's really good. It's by a French.
It can't be.
It's not like a reality TV. It's shot beautifully, like cinema verite, with you know this French filmmaker. But there's a lot of insight. You guys really should check that out.
Am I going to survive it? Although, how can I trust you on this subject anymore?
I don't really have an answer for you there.
Okay.
All I know is you will be validated in the fact that they don't know exactly what they're doing. They think it's something very much different happening. But Michael Patrick King, I think he knows.
Well, that's what you were saying. You think Michael Patrick King was gaslighting all women.
It's a coup. It's a coup to just take down all the women.
His
by holding them up.
Actual
and dressing
goal
them
with that program.
Yes. Was to ruin women.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Well.
Right.
I want to ask Alex about Alex went recently with her family and visited the 51st state.
I did.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. How was it?
It was lovely. We had a great time. We had not been anywhere in two plus years, obviously.
And did you guys hear that?
Yes.
Oh, that's how normally you act.
Yeah,
behave.
We're just like, oh, yeah, pause.
Really?
I know, thank you.
We've been on this show for a while. We know the audience.
Screaming doesn't, okay. So, I need some Puerto Rican music, don't I?
I don't know.
I mean, not for the show, just in my life in general.
Yes, yes. It was good. The kids had never been anywhere like that. We stayed in a resort. It was definitely one of those situations where you're like, inside the resort, this place looks like a tropical paradise. And outside this resort, it seems like there was a hurricane here that no one ever cleaned up.
Yeah.
And that was sort of how that went. Yeah. Oh.
I typed
this
in
is what
Puerto
it felt
Rico.
Like poolside.
Yeah. This is yeah. Puerto Rican music.
We listened to this while we were there. This, yeah.
So Alex sent the most adorable pictures.
Yep.
Alex sent the most adorable pictures of... So Alex sent such an adorable picture. You all were in huge hats.
Oh, yes. Everyone had a hat. Everyone had a hat, a vacation hat. It was
and you all were just poolside Puerto Rico.
We were.
Nobody got like a Puerto Rican bug or anything like that.
No, no one got. There's really no bug to have there.
John's first concern is if anybody got a bug.
No one got a bug, but there. But I know you're waiting for me to tell you the story of what happened.
Yes, because we've been making you hold
this. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's really not that exciting. It was as I explained it, but basically we're on our way home. And we're in the airport. We get there early. Of course, Emmett is having regrets because Baxter bought a T-shirt that said Puerto Rico on it. And he didn't get anything that said Puerto Rico on it. And what's he going to wear that proves to everybody that he's been to Puerto Rico? So you stop in the airport gift shop like you do.
Okay. And you get a tattoo. Airport.
Yeah, get a tattoo. Get a piercing. And so we find him a tank top and shorts that... kind of seems like a basketball uniform, but whatever. Okay. Only a mild detail of the story. And I'm waiting and waiting and waiting in line. And what I learned about the world out there after being inside for 2.5 years is that there's a lot more lines than there used to be because there's a lot less people working. And so everything is a longer line. And I am not great with the lines. But so I'm in my, I think, wound up being second to last line. I'm waiting. I'm a little done with the waiting by the time I get up there. When I'm up there, now at the last minute, I see someone in front of me buying some coffee. I'm just giving you all the details.
Okay.
Giving you all the details. Someone buying some coffee. I'm like, and the guy behind the counter is so excited about the coffee. And I'm like, well, do I need to get this coffee? And
why
he's so
he
nice. And he
about
and I
this
are
coffee?
Because he says it's really good. Okay. And that there's that they have that coffee place right next door. And I was like, oh, perfect. Cause I'm like, do I want to take this as a gift to my neighbor who took care of my dog?
Now that's a fucking salesman who's like,
yeah.
You gotta
oh,
have
I loved
this
him, though.
Coffee.
So we're having I've been waiting in line. I've been such in a pissy mood the whole time I'm waiting in line. I finally get up. It's my turn. Now I'm best friends with the guy who's selling me extra things at the register. Right. Okay. So we get the stuff. I turn to leave and I'm like, oh, I want to go have a cup of this coffee. And I'm like focused and I'm doing the thing where.
See, me I've right got... now, my alarm bells would be going off. What's in the coffee?
Yeah, I wasn't thinking that.
Okay.
I was just
okay.
Like,
so
I'm going to get to
about
taste
this coffee.
My thought
it's a little
is
bit too
I'm
much of a
taste...
hard sell.
Yeah, I'm going to taste the coffee because it's almost as if they were like, I have this Starbucks coffee. It's okay. Or it's like Puerto Rican bucks. And I'm like, oh, but what's that taste like? Should I give it to my neighbor? Do I want it for myself? And they're like, oh, lucky you. Puerto Rican bucks is actually making coffee right next door. And my thought is I'm going to go have that coffee and then decide if I want to keep the coffee or give the coffee away.
You following this, Corey?
Jesus. Yeah. Not a bit.
Well. This is it. This is the radio version of the story.
Actually a store called Puerto Rican Bucks?
No.
Okay.
No.
Then I'm
and
with
so,
you.
Yes. I don't remember what it's called. This is a moment where Kevin might.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so you understand, I'm a little distracted with my coffee. I have on my bag. I'm carrying something of the children's. I have a purse, and I have on a backpack. Corey, think backpack like our backpacking trip to Europe that was so successful however many decades ago. So that filled of a backpack, like a suitcase backpack,
like
right?
Like a high schooler's backpack.
Yes.
Large.
No, not a high schooler's backpack. Like it's
JanSport.
No. Like it's going from, you know, it's a suitcase. Imagine instead of you have a carry-on bag, now that's on your back.
Okay.
That big. It's got all the clothes in it, right? Okay.
Yeah.
At which point I walk from the store out onto the hallway, and the next thing I know, I am moving forward quickly, and then due to the weight of the backpack on my back and all of my hands holding all of the now gift bags, purse, children's things, I bam, right on my face.
Oh my God.
Oh. Right in front of what was it called? It's like Margaritaville, you know, that airport. Yes. It was like that. Mm-hmm. Yes. Just like that. Yes. And that with that ending. Yeah. Just right on my face. And, the man came running. I sort of like lost time, but the man who had been befriending me in the store came running out. Another man who worked at the airport. They wanted to take me somewhere, but I was like, no.
Oh, God.
They wanted to take you somewhere? Never go anywhere with somebody in Puerto Rico.
No.
That's one thing my mother taught me.
I think they wanted to take, I don't know, maybe they wanted to take me to the airport nurse, which I didn't know there was one. And I was like, no. And then Emmett just went next to me going, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. So I don't know if I just tripped over my own feet or I tripped over my child, because between the backpack and the face plant, my glasses, I was sure they were going to be broken. I just closed my eyes and braced my face as it came toward the linoleum floor. It was a spectacular fall. And I still have a face bruise and bruises all over my neck.
Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my poor
white woman down.
Oh, white woman down.
Hat. Were you wearing the big fluffy hat, floppy hat?
White woman down. Oh, was I? No, I think I had it in my. I think I had it in my bag. I don't think I was wearing it at that point. But you can,
Alex,
but
check that big bag. Alex, yeah. Check that. Big
we
bag.
Did check a big bag. We checked
check another
one
big bag.
Let her do what she wanted to do.
It's too
right.
big. It threw her to the ground.
It
a
did
bag
throw me to the ground.
Threw its owner to the ground. It's too big.
Maybe they're right. You have a point. You have a point. So that's
you
it.
You know, the sponsors of this show alone pay for that.
That's
bag.
Right.
Yes.
That is
can
true.
We get a donation?
The residuals. Yes. If I'm going to start a GoFundMe. And anyone is willing.
We got a donation tab on the website. All you got to do is go to the Johnny Spot.
If you want me to check my bags from now on.
Yeah, it's linked to my personal PayPal. I'll give Alex a little bit of whatever you give.
That's right.
For the damage.
That's right.
You guys,
and they'll plug anything. You know, this show will plug
anything. Oh, we'll plug anything. We are open for sponsorship.
We are.
Sponsorship?
Yeah. If you're a sponsor that we can get down with. We won't take just anyone.
I don't know. I think even John might even take like money from the religious.
Oh, if anybody's got money, we'll take it. We need money. We need it. We've got a cash flow problem.
The Jeffrey Epstein Foundation, we'll take their money.
Yeah, but I'm not worried.
Someone's going to take it.
Because the check is in the mail from my daddy.
I do not have time for this. I do not have time for you.
Corey, who was that?
God, I don't know.
Play it again.
You guys, now that we're in this post, now we're not doing lives. I'm not pushing this to live. I'm going to call this segment Name a B. And I'm going to bleep it. I'm going to bleep it in post so they won't know what I'm saying. Okay.
Good.
So who was that? Name a B.
Do it again.
You don't know who that was, Corey?
Not right away.
I do not have time for this. I do not have time for you. I do not have time for this. I do not have time for you.
Do you have another one of her?
Is it Marissa Tomei and my cousin Vinny? Is this a housewife thing?
No.
That was the one and only inspiration to us now daily.
Yeah.
Just deported to Germany as of, I think, today.
Oh,
really?
Oh. I'm giving you hints, Corey.
That was Delvey.
Yeah.
Well,
not the orig.
Fake Delvey.
I was really hoping you were going to have one where she calls us basic.
Let's hear it again, just so we can bask in it, knowing who it is.
Yeah.
No, you fucked up this entire trial. I knew with your stupid Long Island accent and your stupid face that you would be a useless piece of shit lawyer.
Anna, shut the fuck up and listen.
No, you listen. I'm taking the stand. Tell the judge and tell Natasha to bring me better clothes or I will fire you.
What is your fucking problem?
My shitty, cheap, fucking, ugly, idiot lawyer is my problem.
Just an it really is calming.
You just love her, Corey, don't you?
I love, it's like, I think she might be like the moment.
Oh. She is the moment. She is
I think
the
she
Corey.
Is the moment, you know?
Everybody that's listening knows we're talking about Netflix. What was it called?
Inventing Anna.
Inventing Anna. Yes.
Terrible title.
Terrible title, terrible show, wonderful Shondaland. Show.
Shondaland.
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 Now to fake heiress.
A German con artist who passed herself off as a wealthy heiress, swindling hundreds of...
Wait.
Oh.
I want you to hear her real voice.
She was found guilty of grand larceny and theft and sent back to jail until February this year, when she was released early for, believe it or not, good behavior. Mm. Within days of being given her freedom, Anna reboarded the gravy train, thanks in part to a lucrative and legitimate voice. Deal she did with Netflix.
Hi, my name is Anna Delvey. We are in New York, and I'm out of jail. And they...
Nobody in their right mind is going to be doing business with you in the future, are they?
Well, I guess there are a lot of people who are not in their right mind in New York.
Amazing.
Your lawyer has described you as a role model.
Oh, thank you. I wouldn't say I'm a role model. I guess, like, I'm trying to change the narrative right now, and, like, I'm trying to turn all this attention I'm getting and all the opportunities I've been given towards something good.
Well, that's encouraging.
Thank you.
Because I would have thought that being a role model was something that you are most certainly not. I mean, you wouldn't want people to aspire to be a fraudster, would you?
I'm not a fraudster, so I wouldn't know.
What?
So wait a minute, you guys. My takeaway and why I played that, is that at all the accent that that girl was doing? No.
Yeah. Yes.
Corey, you think
I'm saying like, no, the accent is completely made up. It has nothing to do with the actual Anna Delvey.
Yeah, no, it's a different voice, right?
Totally different voice.
What do you think, Corey?
So Alex is saying that the actress didn't try to impersonate her. She
I don't
just
know. Alex just
kind
of said a double negative. I got confused.
Blah blah blahgan.
What's her name? Her name is
Julia Gardner.
Fox.
Gardner.
Okay.
Gardner.
Julia Gardner. No. Actress Anna Delvey.
It's Julia Gardner.
Okay.
Gardner.
Julia Gardner. No, it is. It's Julia Gardner.
Oh,
okay.
Gardner.
So Julia Gardner. Is she related to the other Gardner? Julia.
So, Alex, Gardner, are you saying does the actress did she do a good job with the accent?
She did a terrible job. Okay, but her accent is delightful.
It's delightful, and it's what made the show the moment. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
It's so
over.
It's like so insane.
J-Lo's new song "Jenny from the Block" all about Lopez roots, about how she's still a neighborhood gal at heart. But folks from that street in New York, the Bronx section, sound more likely to give her a curb job than a blow job or block party.
The New York Post.
Well, sorry about that slip up there.
Wow.
I have no idea how that happened, but it won't happen again.
What is
and that's
that?
Your news.
Shepard Smith.
So yeah, Anna
Shepherd
Delvey.
Smith?
Okay,
Anna Delvey.
John, can I send this to you through Riverside Riverdale? Yeah, chat.
What do you mean?
Okay,
no, don't send it to me through that. I don't know how that
Stop
works.
Stop it. Yeah, just go over there. Hit chat. Okay, so you want to go here,
okay,
and then you want to click on the link,
okay,
and then you want to play the video, and you want to go to 5:05,
okay,
and that's
come
where
on.
She starts talking about the accent, and she starts talking about how she does
perfect.
The accent.
Great. Oh, I love this. This is going to be a great show.
And a great, again, a great accent, a great voice you do with that.
That it was probably the hardest accent I've ever done. It was a different mixture of accents. So, you know, this is a girl who is saying that she's German, but she's really Russian. So she's not going to have a Russian accent. So first I had to do like a European, like a German accent, right? You know, but it's very subtle. It's like, you know, have a vocal fry at the end of it, whatever, right? And then... And then, you know, I had to add like some little Russian for certain words. It was a very bad Russian accent. But then I start to do like a, this is more of an Anna Delvey accent. And then it gets Americanized because you know how Americans kind of add a question at the end of everything? Like, you know what I mean? Like Europeans don't do that, right?
Dude, so, come on.
What just happened?
Yo, that was... That will go in the history books of how to act.
So, yeah.
Right there. No. In 10 seconds, you just did something. Everyone's face is melted right now. Everyone's like, what?
That's it.
Actors are so full of shit.
Oh, my God.
I mean, she's just in there making shit up, and she's like...
And now I've got to make it Americanized.
I mean, we love it, though.
Yeah, we do. It. We do love it. Everyone's imitating it.
Ugh. Okay, I'm looking at my notes here to see if there's anything else we have. Sarah Jessica Parker is publishing now, and her company's name is SJP Lit. But it looks
it's not Pretty Little Matches anymore?
It looks like Split. So that's what I'm going to bring in.
You know what Split. I need? I need some information from the two of you.
Okay.
All right, here we go. John.
1099s.
Corey.
Okay.
John. Okay, yeah. What's your birthday, John?
I'm not saying it on the air.
Yes,
I guess
are.
I can delete that.
You don't have to tell me how old you are.
Oh, August 8th. You don't want the year?
Yes, I do.
1978.
Okay. And where were you born?
I did all this. I know what you're up to. Are you?
I just want to know.
I can't remember. I think it was Highland Park, but I just
Fine. It's fine, but just you were in Highland Park, Illinois. You were in Illinois.
Yeah. Do you need the time I was born?
I do.
That's what I don't know and I have to know. But are you talking about this app?
No.
Okay.
I'm talking about an app. Corey.
Mm.
Hit me.
February.
February
23rd. 1979.
Just a babe. And where
San Francisco.
San Fran. Why did I not know that or remember that? I lost a lot of information off the hard drive.
2:30 in the morning.
2:30 a.m. Excellent. Mm. Okay.
You know,
I'm
going
to have to get John's time.
I think mine is
I know mine offhand, too.
8:16. I think it's 8:16.
A.M.?
Just say it is. It's fine.
Yeah, A.M.
8:16 a.m. All right, I'm going to go with
if
that
if I could
for
think
now.
Of this app that I just put all this in, I could pull it up, but I can't remember what it
There's
is.
There's so many things that need to know that information, so I don't know which app you're referring to, but I just think that I'm going to need that information at some point.
So there's no follow-up? You're just collecting data?
I'm collecting data.
Okay.
She's stealing our identity.
Now I'll need your social.
I'll need your social security and the name of your first pet.
And please tell me, where do you bank?
Your blood type.
Your routing number.
Right.
Well, I think this is a good place to close up. I think we did a lovely show. This really, I just wanted to catch up with you guys so much. I think the audience is enjoying this having a steady...
beat?
Yeah.
Yes.
No. Corey's been on for a while is what I'm saying. And I think they're enjoying getting to know him.
Yeah. I think they know him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to close with this as kind of a full circle moment. So this kid, I'm looking at the name I wrote down, and this is a little problematic. I guess his name is Railway Kid.
What?
It's fine. Railway Kid.
He might be Filipino.
And I caught this kid online, on live. I wish I knew. It was in the wee hours. But I started just recording, as you said before. You know, you just turn on the screen record for anybody out there listening that needs some technical assistance. You can record live things on your phone. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this kid is amazing. So I'm going to close with a song by his. I don't even know what it is. I think he's just riffing in the moment.
Okay.
But it's some kid. He's not a kid. He's a, you know, 20-something. Just singing into the camera a song with his guitar.
Okay.
You guys, thanks for Johnny spotting with me.
Thank you.
Thanks for letting me put you on the spot.
Oh, it's been great being on the spot.
I'm working on that tagline. Yeah,
I'm working on that tagline. It's been great being on that spot.
Okay. See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Them tune the guitar.
Maybe I'll trim this in post. What I wanted you to know here is that he's really there live in the moment doing this. That's
can I see it? Will you put it up so I can look at it?
No, I just have the audio.
Liar.
There we go.
Ooh.
Such small hands.
Oh. Is he going to sing?
You guys don't have to stay on. But hear his voice for a second.
Oh! Gypsy boy.
Okay. Why are the stars so bright tonight?
Did you make them like them? Did you search for joy? See that?
He just hung up. Always he just hung up. Get
high. Okay, bye, Alex. See you next bye. Season.
Did you find where it's at? Cause I'm asking for a friend. He wants to know if it ever ends. All the longing. Do you mind if I stay a little while under these bright stars you made? Little gypsy boy, looks like you found yourself a bride. Did you know her from before, or did you move along? Give it love and give it time. Did you weather out the storm? Cause I'm asking for a friend. He wants to know if it ever ends. All the longing. Do you mind if I stay a little while under these bright stars you made? Well, I'm asking for a friend. Wants to know if it ever ends, all the longing. And do you mind if I stay a little while under these bright stars you made? Do you mind if I stay a little while under these bright stars you made? Do you mind if I stay a little while under these bright stars?